Well, I'm gonna try. That's all I can say. Mike was prepared this morning, so I had to prepare too. I'll probably do a lot of reading. I'm not as polished a preacher as Mike and Larry, so I'll try to get through it. I have to admit that this mini lesson was prepared for a Sunday morning crowd. I look out at all those friendly faces out here tonight, and you're some of the same ones I see going to Bible classes every Sunday morning. Well, there still may be something here that somebody needs to hear. In Larry's last sermon, he mentioned his hope to get 100 souls in Bible class. I was looking at the bulletin a few minutes ago, and last week's number was 68. He talked about good habits of getting to the building by 10 a.m. to study God's Word in order to better our spiritual life. He also mentioned bad habits. Bad habits of setting aside 1 hour from 11 to 12 o'clock on a Sunday morning for worship. His dream of having 100 in Bible class was never realized. So I'm going to take up his cause and try to get that goal achieved. He challenged Christians that morning that were gathered there to work for God. And I've accepted that the elders have graciously given me a few minutes to talk tonight. For better or worse, two of my gifts from God are the ability to read before an audience and to stand in the pulpit and deliver a message. So please listen closely. There just may be something here that God wants you to hear. Ephesians 4 says, "I therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you've been called, with all humility and gentleness and patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to you, to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of God's gift," or Christ's gift, excuse me. "Therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives and he gave gifts to men." Verse 9 says, "In saying he ascended," what does it mean but that he also descended into the lower regions, the earth? "He who descended is one who also ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fit all things. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and the teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, for whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love." Did you happen to catch there in verse 11 where Paul said, "evangelist"? Are you an evangelist? The answer is clearly stated in Scriptures. 1 Peter 2 says, "Put away all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation. If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. As you come to Him, a living stone rejected by the men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious. You yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices, acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, 'Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious. And whoever believes in him and will not be put to shame. So the honor is for you who believe. But for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble because they disobeyed the word, as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but you have received mercy. We who were chosen by God are a royal priesthood, that we may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you. So there you have it. We have to go and preach the message of Christ. It's a commandment of God. I want to echo the words of Paul as he addressed the Philippians in chapter 1. Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel, and not frightened in anything by your opponents. This is a clear sign to them of their destruction, but of your salvation and that of God. We've got a lot of work to do tonight, so I'm going to cut it short. We always have time for anyone who feels compelled to come forward during the invitation song to seek comfort or guidance from the gathered believers. This is a time for unbelievers to do as Peter said in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Please, if you have a need, come as we stand and sing.